I would like you to think about what we're saying and hearing this morning. And that's my way of getting us to helpfully understand this passage and many others going forward. So, without further ado, and I have on the watch, I need to get on. I wish I could tell you when you come to Jesus, all your problems would be over. I wish I could tell you that when you give your life to Jesus, that it would all be plain sailing. I wish I could tell you that following Jesus was an easy life and an easy road, but I can't. I can't tell you those things because I'd be lying, and life is tough for everyone, Christians included. In fact, in some ways, life for a Christian can be even tougher because God tells us to do hard things. Let me tell you right now, if you are already a follower of Jesus, you are going to face tough times. Jesus said, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have come to save the world. I have come to overcome the world." And so, as we look at this miracle of Jesus walking on the water today, I would like to give us three things to remember when we're going through tough times. First, you are never out of God's sight. Second, you are never out of God's reach. And third, you are never out of God's care. Everyone goes through tough times in life, but when you are a Christian, you have these three promises from God to help you when the going gets tough. First, then, you're never out of God's sight. Look at those verses, 45 to 48, I'm talking about. They were out, the disciples, in the middle of the Sea of Galilee at night, fighting a strong headwind and not making any headway. But how did they get into this spot? Well, verse 45 says that Jesus sent them there. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to Bethsaida. Jesus made his disciples get into the boat. This is a very strong word in the Greek, meaning to force or to compel. But I don't think that Jesus threatened the disciples or used actual force, but he certainly commanded them to get into the boat and go ahead of him. And so the disciples were in a tight spot because they were following Jesus' commands. So much for the idea, then, that following Jesus will never get you into trouble. But the important thing to remember here is that just because you're in a tough spot doesn't mean to say that you are not right where God wants you to be. Sometimes following Christ means going through trials. Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him because he had a purpose for the trial they were about to face. Jesus sends the disciples across the sea in the boat. He dismisses the crowd, and then he goes up on a mountain to pray. Look at verses 46 to 48. After leaving them, he went up on a mountainside to pray. When evening came, the boat was in the middle of the lake, and he was alone on the land. So the disciples are stuck in the middle of the lake, fighting the winds, and Jesus is up on the mountainside praying. Was he praying about the disciples? We don't know. But as he looked down on the Sea of Galilee, he saw the disciples and their predicament. I believe that this is actually the first of three miracles in this passage. The Sea of Galilee is about 4 miles across, and so the disciples, we can imagine, are about 2 miles from the shore. Now, maybe on a clear day, from an elevated position, you might just possibly make out a small boat on the lake of 2 miles away. I doubt you could identify the boat or its occupants, but it might be that you can spot it. But at night time, with the wind whipping up and the water and the waves, there's not a chance. And so I believe a miracle of seeing took place here. Jesus somehow was able to look out over the lake and see the disciples straining at the oars. But whether this was a miracle of seeing or not, the principle for us is still the same. We are never out of God's sight. We might feel that we're stuck in the middle of nowhere, far away from God's watchful eye, but it's not true. God sees it all. He knows our situation. He knows what we're going through. Whenever we're in a tough spot, remember this. We are never out of God's sight. Secondly, we are never out of God's reach. Look at verse 48. About the fourth watch of the night, he went out to them, walking on the lake. Jesus was on the land, and the disciples were out in the middle of the lake. He would see them, and he would see that they apparently seemed to be out of his reach. But that's not so. Jesus comes walking right out to them. Now this is the big miracle of the story. Jesus walking on the water. But this was, I believe, a true miracle. Jesus walking on top of the water, demonstrating his power over nature and his own true nature as God. In the Old Testament, only God walked on water and had power over the sea. In the reading from Job this morning, we heard, "He alone stretches out the heavens and treads on the waves of the sea." And so by this miracle, Jesus was showing that he is truly God. Mark continues in verse 48 that he was about to pass them by. Here are the disciples, stuck in the middle of the lake, and Jesus comes to them to help them. But they don't recognize him. They cannot comprehend a human being walking on the water, so they assume he must be a ghost. Jesus was about to pass right by them, and they almost missed him. We are never out of God's reach, but sometimes we don't recognize when God comes to rescue us. Sometimes God's rescue seems frightening because we don't understand it. God can be right there, ready to help us, but we need to be ready to respond to him. We need to realize that wherever we go, God is there. The psalmist wrote in Psalm 139, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast." We might feel like we're stuck out in the middle of the sea, going nowhere, far away from any help or rescue. But remember, God is always there. We are never out of God's reach. So we are never out of God's sight, we are never out of God's reach, and finally, we are never out of God's care. Look at the second part of verse 50. The disciples were terrified when they saw Jesus, but immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take courage, "It is I. Don't be afraid." Then he climbed into the boat with them, and the wind died down. They were completely amazed, for they had not understood about the loaves. Their hearts were hardened. We are never out of God's care. When we're in a tough spot, it's easy to believe that God has forgotten us, or that God has abandoned us, or that God just doesn't care. Nothing could be further than the truth. God does care for us in the midst of the storm, and we need to trust his purposes even when we don't understand them. I don't know why Jesus let the disciples battle with the wind all night long before he went out to them on the water. Mark tells us he saw them struggling in the early morning, but he didn't go out to them until the fourth watch of the night. The Romans divided the night into four watches, with the fourth watch lasting from 3 until 6 a.m. So the disciples had been at it pretty much all night when Jesus came out to them at about 3 in the morning. I don't know why God sometimes allows us to go through such difficult times, but I do know that God uses our times of trial to teach us, to train us, and to develop our faith and our character. Unfortunately, we have this terrible tendency to push God away when we need him the most. What if the disciples had pushed Jesus away after he identified himself? Can you imagine Jesus just standing there on the water while the disciples rail against him? "Why are we out here in the middle of the lake going nowhere? Why did you send us out here to begin with? Why did it take so long for you to get here? What, you think you're going to be able to get in the boat with us now?" But that is exactly what we need to do when we're in trouble. Trust God's purposes, even when we don't understand. Believe God cares for us, even when life hurts so much. Don't let Jesus pass you by. Welcome him into your boat with you. Don't push God away when you need him the most. Jesus climbed into the boat with the disciples, and that's when the third miracle in this passage occurred. The wind dies down and everything is calm again. Mark tells us that the disciples were completely amazed, for they had not understood about the loaves. Their hearts were hardened. The disciples still needed to grow in their faith. Jesus had just fed 5,000 with a few loaves of bread. God's miraculous provision of the loaves in the past should have taught them that God will take care of them in the present. Jesus had already calmed an earlier storm. Now he walked across the water to them, got into their boat, and did it again. But they still didn't fully understand who Jesus was yet. And so these things, these miracles that Jesus did, still astonish them. Mark finishes off this section with a summary of Jesus' healing ministry in verses 53 to 56. When they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret and anchored there. As soon as they got out of the boat, people recognized Jesus. Notice the contrast here between the disciples and the people. The disciples thought Jesus was a ghost and almost let him pass them by. The people recognized Jesus as soon as he comes ashore. The disciples were amazed at Jesus' power because they still didn't understand. The people believe that Jesus can help them. They go running all over the place, bringing the sick to Jesus. They believe that he can heal, that by touching the edge of his cloak, that was all they needed to do to be healed. Once again, Jesus' love and compassion shines through as he goes about healing the common people and ministering to their needs. The message is clear. God loves us. He wants the best for us. And we are never out of God's care. You know, when we talk about God, we often talk about how God is all-knowing. He is all-present, and he is all-powerful. These are known as the three omni words you sometimes hear about God. God is omniscient. He is omnipresent, and he is omnipotent. The word omni means all. So, omniscient means all-knowing. Omnipresent means all-present. And omnipotent means all-powerful. And those line up perfectly with the three points of our message this morning. We are never out of God's sight. We are never out of God's care. We are never out of God's mind. God is all present. God is all powerful. God is always there. Perhaps you're now going through a difficult time. Perhaps you feel like you've been stuck in the middle of the lake for a long time. Maybe you feel like God has forgotten you, or he has abandoned you, or he doesn't care. That's when you need to remember these three things. We are never out of God's sight. And so that means God has not forgotten you. We are never out of God's reach. And so that means that God has not abandoned you. And we are never out of God's care, because God loves you so much that he sent his son to die for you. He is the all-knowing, all-present, all-powerful, all-loving God who knows our troubles and will rescue us in his perfect time. Don't push Jesus away. Not when you need him most. Trust him, believe him, invite him into that boat with you. When the going gets tough, remember, you are never out of God's sight. You are never out of God's reach. And you are never out of God's care.